It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. We had a wonderful snow this week. The Weather Service recorded about 3 inches. It was interesting also at the temperatures in which it fell. The temperatures on the first day, the temperatures were about 30, so the snow was wet. And then overnight, the temperatures dropped. So when I went out to shovel it yesterday morning, it was not so heavy anymore as it would have been earlier because the temperature drops into the 20s. And now today, I had a wonderful walk this morning. Temperatures are down again below 10 degrees. I always like to go out for a walk on the day after a new snow because, yes, there's a lot of tracks to see. Now, before I get into all that, I want to look back at the week so far. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of February has come to an end. And according to the Weather Service, the whole winter has come to an end because they consider winter being December, January, and February. And so they came out this week with statistics about how the winter was. And thanks to the cold snap we had in February and a few others, the winter temperature of those 3 months was actually a little bit below normal. Also of note, the precipitation was a little bit below normal. Winters are always dry, but this was a little bit below normal. And the snowfall was considerably less than normal. Okay, now we're into the wonderful new month of March. When I was teaching, I used to always tell my students, the first week of March is a crazy time. All kinds of weather, weird things can happening. And I think we saw some of that this week on a rather minor scale, but still happening. March 1 began with some really chilly temperatures. Weather Service recorded plus 2 degrees for a low. At my house, we hit zero. Then a couple days later, March 3, we had just the opposite. The Weather Service recorded a temperature of 48. At my house, we had 52. So quite a switch, quite a spring day that we had there. And then, of course, before the day was over, it started to rain, and that turned into snow. So like I say, strange things can happen in March. Many places had to deal with ice as well. At my house here, we pretty much missed the ice, but we got snow. There are interesting things besides weather that are going on. We are having this weekend, we are having two things. Number one, we're having 11 and a half hours of daylight. Very rapidly, the days are getting longer. We just had 11 hours back on February 27. Now we're up to about 11 and a half hours of daylight. And then we're changing our clocks, daylight savings time. Now, what that means is for those of us who get up early, you will be getting up in the darkness instead of getting up with the sunrise. It will be dark. The sun will rise an hour later, according to the clocks, than what we had before. On the other end, the sun sets an hour later in the evening. So if you like long evenings, well, from here on, we're going to be getting lots of them. Other things of note, we have a very interesting lunar eclipse coming up on the night of the 13th and 14th, and that is coming up soon. Lunar eclipses are when the moon gets in the shadow of the earth, and therefore it only happens when we have a full moon. And the moon is in the shadow of the earth, and it's perfectly safe to look at. It's not like a solar eclipse. Solar eclipses will last probably no more than 5 minutes. Total lunar eclipse will last a few hours, and it's safe to look at. The downside is it happens at night, and the totality is somewhere around midnight. So if you want to stay up late, night of the 13th and the 14th. March 5, we reached the first time of having sunset after 6 o'clock, and now with the changing of time, that's going to continue. And then, of course, as we move more towards spring, we will have March 20, the vernal equinox. So lots of things happening. And something else of note, we're all aware of the bird count that goes on every fall at Hawk Ridge, the raptor count. We're all aware of that. And if you haven't been there to take a look at it, put that on your list for going to this fall. Well, what most people are not aware of is that there is another count that takes place in the spring. It starts on March 1 and continues all the way to the end of May. It takes place not at Hawk Ridge, but it takes place at Enger Tower. Now, if the winds are too hard off the lake to the east, they will go to Thompson Hill to do the count. But over the last several years, this has been going on, and it's really been making news. Why? Because we have a major movement of bald eagles during the spring. The count began this week, March 1, and yes, there were bald eagles that were being seen. There was even one day, and this was the mild day of March 3, where there were nearly 100 bald eagles counted. In addition to that, there is a couple golden eagles. There's been a few red-tailed hawks, red-leg hawks also seen. Just like they do at Hawk Ridge, they keep count of things besides the raptors. And so things like tundra swans, Canada geese, and even robin have been seen. So there is a movement of early migrants. Now, we're going to see more because the weather forecasters are saying we're going back up to where we were. We're going to be in the 30s. We may have some chilly nights coming up in a few days, but by the time we get to the weekend, well, the beginning of Saturday, Sunday, and especially Monday, we'll be back up into more of the springish weather. They're forecasting days in the 50s for both the Sunday and Monday. As a result, we're going to see some more of those changes. So, yes, there is some movement of birds out there. I've noticed a few around here. These are two birds that were not migrating, but they just become more active and more calling now. And one of them is the barred owls. They're calling every night. And then the other one is blue jays. Blue jays have been around much of the winter, but they've been pretty silent. Well, just this week, they started to call again. They have a couple of different kind of weird calls they make, but they were calling again. So things are definitely happening. Still lots of birds at the bird feeder, especially the pine siskins. Some of the other ones seem to be coming and going. When we have mild days like we had back on March 3, the bird feeders stay pretty much empty. And I've noticed that in a lot in recent years. When the days get mild, the birds pretty much say, well, I'm tired of eating all this. I'm going to go eat somewhere else. But then when the days get chilly and snowy and icy and so forth, they'll come back. So what I usually do during those mild days is not put out new feed and just let them clean up what's there. And then, of course, go back and put out more afterwards. Other things of note besides that, we're going to be seeing some other songbirds starting to show up. I mentioned earlier robin may be happening. And then there's red-winged blackbirds, grackles, and sparrows. They all start showing up in March. And then in the world of mammals, now I'll talk about my walk this morning. Brand new snow is just like I always told my students, it's like erasing the blackboard or erasing the whiteboard and then going out to see what new messages are written out there. So I had a wonderful walk this morning. I saw lots of what I expected to see, deer tracks and squirrel tracks. And then I also saw a number of snowshoe hare tracks. But the tracks that I really was impressed to see was otter. Right there in a swamp that I walked by, an otter came hopping and sliding right through there. Now, all of these happened since the snow that we got yesterday just stopped. So it's really an up-to-date reading of what's happening. There were fox tracks as well. And, of course, the smaller critters like the mice were out. So, yeah, really, really interesting. This is a good time when we're having many things going on. With the mild days, we're going to see some more changes with trees. I mentioned last time about all the melting that takes place at the base of deciduous trees now, and that will continue. And then there is, I heard reports this week of sap flowing. Buds of willows and aspen are all starting to open up. And if you have a south-facing building. Look along the edge of the south-facing building. That's where a lot of melting takes place. The first dandelions of the season start to show up. Yeah, the first insects start to show up, and maybe even some crocuses start to stick up. So, yeah, welcome to March and welcome to spring, and don't forget to change the clocks. Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.